Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Today we're joined on Think About It with Dr. Stanley Napper, the interim provost at Houston Baptist University. And I've come to really respect Dr. Napper in so many ways, and his leadership during the summer of 2020 has been outstanding. Welcome, Dr. Napper.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with
you. You came from Louisiana, and you have just done amazing things since you've been at HBU, but did you ever think you would end up leading the institution in this interim provost capacity?
No, I didn't think that. I came here on a mission. When the university approached me in 2017 about starting a new engineering school, that was exciting. That was something that I knew a lot about. And the mission of the university was compatible with my own life mission. And I saw a way there to make a difference for the kingdom. And we haven't finished that job yet. I'm still working on building that engineering school. But along the way, the university saw fit to bring the science programs and the engineering programs together. There's a lot of value in that, and I have some experience in that as well. And that's a big job also. But then when Dr. Sloan asked me to serve as acting provost, I really expanded my territory to borrow from the prayer of Jabez just a little bit there. Boy, it is a large territory right now. But still, the mission of the university and the mission of my life are well in line with each other, and I'll do whatever the Lord calls me to do.
Well, we're glad the Lord has called you to do it, and I'd like to just begin. You know, I was at the fall faculty kickoff. I thought it was an outstanding meeting, vision casting. Can you help us just recapture that for a few minutes? The HBU mission, your mission, leadership, hit all those high points for us, please.
Mission of the university is very clear. It shows up on the website and lots of other writings that our job is to provide a learning experience that instills in our students a passion for academic and spiritual and professional excellence. And that is a result of our central confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. So because we know the Lord, we are motivated by our commitment to Him, by our surrender to His Lordship. That motivates us professionally, academically, and spiritually to do the best job we possibly can with the goal that the students will capture that vision and they will apply that to their life while they're students and then for the rest of their life in their career. So that's an exciting mission. It's important. It's different than most other universities.
Yes.
And it's something that as a believer in Christ, that's what I want to do. It's what I always wanted to do. And now it's publicly preferred. It's the priority of the institution. So I love being here.
And talk about your leadership passion, please.
So as the Lord has led me with leadership opportunities, the things that I think are important in communicating that is you have to know your purpose. You have to have a very clear purpose and what you're doing. And our central confession, what we just talked about, sort of describes that passion. I also believe in accountability and assessment. And so we have checks and balances. And accountability is what friends do for friends. And so we work together in teams to fulfill that mission. The priority in fulfilling that mission is serving our students. So everything we do, our committee work, our research work, our scholarly work, all of that is designed to do a better job of serving our students. That's a priority. I also feel like a strategic plan is very important. So you have a strategic plan that directs your operations, your measurements, your activities, and keeps you moving toward a broader vision. The mission also takes you toward vision, but I hope that we can be viewed as the best college in the world at integrating Christian faith, Christian principles, with the academic principles, the professional principles of the different things we teach. So strategic plan helps get you there. Also, by integrating different personalities, different professions, different disciplines and principles. We'll do a better job of that. That's kind of a teamwork thing, but I use the word integrate to express that. And then the last two things, and I'm spelling out the acronym PASSION, because I'm passionate about these things as well. And so both organization and new ideas are important. The organization is the structure, the plan, the processes, and you need those and you have those in place. And every university has those. But also you need to be willing to change the plan.
Yes.
Changes around the students change, technology changes. You have to be willing to make those changes. So I express that as new ideas. So those are my passion principles for leadership. And there's one more, if you kind of shove the T in the middle so that you can spell out pass it on, it reminds me that communication is another key principle, both internal communication, the people you work with, and external communication, the people that are your stakeholders on the outside. Those are the things that I think are important in leading an organization like HBU.
So let's talk about fall 2020, because the priorities of the provost from Dr. Knapper, give them to us.
Sure. So when I accepted the position in the middle of July, I began to think, what are the most important things that we need to do? And one thing was clear to everyone, clear to me, clear to everyone, we have to get ready for the fall semester.
Yes.
Unusual semester because of the pandemic. But compared to the spring, which was also unusual, we had time to get ready. And so we spent time in acquiring the technology that we needed, training the faculty to use that technology, communicating with faculty, staff, students, and the public about how we're going to approach the fall. And we're using a hybrid remote delivery mechanism that allows students to be remote if they need to. In fact, we have some faculty that need to be remote because of their health considerations. And we're able to do everything that our students need to stay on track toward graduation, get as many credits as they need for the fall semester so they don't lose any time or any credits. And the services are still available on campus as well. So that was the first priority. But then I spent a lot of time talking to the senior leadership at HBU to identify those other things that are critical for, urgent for the first 6 weeks of the year of my service as interim provost. We also looked at some things that were important for the first 12 months and some things that are important for maybe for the first 3 years. And among those, we're giving attention to the structure and the processes. It feels to the leadership on the university that we need to make some changes there. I was aware that faculty morale was at a low point because there are a lot of changes happening and how are we going to handle the COVID, the virus, the technology. The financial implications of the pandemic were very real to the university. We had to make some budget cuts. That affected the faculty. So there was a change in the provost office, a new leader, and faculty sometimes worry about that. So I've been trying to address the faculty morale as well, just by understanding where they are, but also showing them this mission or where we're headed. Spent a lot of time talking about that. I think another couple of things, and I won't try to lay out all the priorities, because there are a lot of them, but a couple of other things. I think we need to continue to emphasize a biblical integration of faith and learning so that our faculty and our staff are communicating all of their classes to all of their students that at this university, Jesus Christ is Lord. And whether you're an accountant or a teacher or a nurse or an engineer or any other thing that comes out of HBU, that should be an important part of your life, and we should be helping you to see that. So that was a priority, and it still is a priority for me. And then I would say a similar thing, slightly different, and that is a compassionate and biblical response to conflict in America. We are seeing conflict in the news every day, and it's not that we can ignore it. In fact, we should look into God's word and see what principles would he give us to interact with one another, those people that are angry in the United States, and how can we be compassionate and biblical in that response. So those are some of the things that I thought was important for us to focus on this fall. And we are doing some things in all of those areas.
And those are well received at the faculty meeting. You and I both embrace Romans 8:28, that God causes all things to work together for good. Mm-hmm. And we both, as leaders, understand that we have to look through lenses that isn't just on the here and now, but of the future. You told a moving story about your own son who was killed in a car accident, and how you and your wife have, through the grace of God, glorified God in one of the most difficult situations. Do you want to just say a word about
it? Absolutely. I shared with the faculty a portion of that story, and that our oldest son was 19 when he had a head-on collision with an 18-wheeler. We have 8 children, and we certainly grieved in those days, but I would testify that God's love and power was with us in those days and since then. And one of the miracles of that time was the miracle of being spared from anger.
Right.
Because that is a situation that often causes anger.
Sure.
It does not cause anger in our lives, and partly because of the way that God had interacted with us and blessed us over all the years before that. But I shared that because we had to face some hard questions in those days.
Right.
My daughter asked me, "Dad, why did this happen?" Which is a really, really hard question to answer. And we did answer that. Maybe on another day I could share that, but we answered it without anger. And so we're in a day today in the news. Every day somebody is asking the question, why did this happen? Why did this injury happen? Why has somebody been killed in this way? And it's a hard question to answer. And I just certainly don't know the answers. But I just know that it can lead to anger. It doesn't have to lead to anger, especially when you rely on God's word and God's spirit. And that's kind of what I shared with the faculty on that day.
Well, that too was very powerful that day, Dr. Knapper. And you and your wife give a powerful living testimony. As leaders, and all faculty are leaders, we have to show hope. Because we know COVID is going to come and go. You and I both know in the centuries of the Christian church, my goodness, the church has gone through far greater crucibles than COVID-19 and us having to wear a little mask and stay a few feet from people. I mean, we're both global prayers for the Church of Jesus Christ. Our friends that are serving in China and in that 1040 window are being tortured daily. Mm-hmm. So, there is life beyond COVID. I know you're casting that vision. What I do like about trials, Dr. Knapper, is that trials reveal us. You know, the good times come. My dad used to often say, if you want to know what someone's like, disappoint them. And I never forgot that, because there's going to be disappointments in life. Now, talk about how the team is moving forward and how resilient the faculty has been, because we are in fall enrollment at HBU, we're having very strong attendance. We're defying the odds by the grace of God.
Absolutely. Today we're in the seventh class day, and the enrollment is record right now. We still have some students that have to complete their financial settlement, but it's amazing to me that we have this many students that have returned from the previous year to finish their degree, and new students coming in, both residential and online. So it is amazing. And the faculty have had to adjust. That some faculty have been teaching for 30 years or more.
Sure.
Now they have to do it in a different way. They have to learn about cameras and video capture and how to stand still so the camera can record what they're doing, because every learning experience on campus, including labs and studios and other things, are being recorded for the benefit of those students who aren't able to come to campus. And so it required resilience, and I've seen that. So faculty are helping one another down the hall. They're giving tips by email. Here's how I handled this attendance issue. And they're getting the job done. And I'm very proud of the way the faculty has responded to those challenges.
Well,
faculty, I was going to go into the other challenge I laid out for the faculty. So in addition to the fall semester, and I tried to give them a challenge of unity just by reminding them how we support God, one Father, there's one faith, one scripture, one hope, one blood, one family, one church, and we have to remember that. We have to think about that in all that we do. And certainly this campus is a diverse campus in so many ways, religious ways and ethnic ways and racial ways and academic ways. And that's beautiful. That is the beautiful picture of God's church. I mean, he brings all those people together. And so I just thought it was a good time to remind us of that, because in the news every day, we are seeing disunity. We're seeing conflict and such horrible things that are happening in the streets of many of our cities. And so we as believers have to be reminded of that. And we took some time that day to worship too. That's another thing we have to do, is we have to continue to worship our Lord.
Well, and you and I both have been touched by a ministry called Life Action. The founder, yes, Del Faisenthal, literally launched my entire evangelistic career, wrote hundreds of pastors that have jury. You know, Del was a godly man. Byron Pollis, his very capable associate. Nancy DeMoss, when I met her, I told her, I said, I'm going to introduce you to someone who is just like you. And I introduced her to Del Faisenthal. I mean, the rest is kind of history.
Yeah.
We want revival too at HBU. And I believe with leadership like your casting and Dr. Sloan, revival can come to this campus. And that gives all kinds of possibilities for the movement of God and the growth of our university.
Yeah, that would be so exciting. And, you know, there are historical examples of revival that came on college campuses, small, unknown college campuses, and that led out to many other places. And why not here in the third largest city in the country? It'd be wonderful. We should pray for that every day.
Absolutely. Dr. Knapper, as we think about the challenges and now the opportunity, I just want you to reach out to parents, grandparents, who I think one thing about the challenge of 2020 is some kids are going to go to school closer than going away to the place they were going to educate, maybe further away. Give an invitation of why they ought to make HBU their choice for their son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter.
Here's what I think. If you're prepared as a high school student to go to any college that you could choose, if you're prepared to go to the large state institutions, the research institutions, those with a higher reputation, maybe been around longer, then you're also prepared to go to HBU. And there's no reason why you should exclude HBU from your consideration. You'll find science professors, business professors, nursing professors, history, humanities professors that are at the cutting edge of their scholarship. They are up to date on what anyone in that profession needs to learn. You will learn just as much knowledge, skills, and principles from those professors at HBU as you would any place else. But what you would find here that you wouldn't find anywhere else, you would find people who love the Lord and are expressing that love, even in their classrooms, even in their offices, even walking down the hall. And that helps to a young person to see that you can follow the Lord and still be this profession or the other profession. And it reinforces what maybe they had learned when they were children and prepares them to apply it through the rest of their life. The college is the transition from childhood to adulthood. And so look for a place like HBU that will reinforce and even enhance what you've tried to do as parents and grandparents and the children up to that point.
Well said. You know, there's been great response to that faculty meeting that Dr. Sloan and you led. We're just so grateful to both of you for your leadership. Big things are ahead for HBU. We are going to get through this challenge. Life's going to continue to go on. Look at you and your wife again. Many couples, as you know, divorce when they lose a child, right? And here you are with this family that is like a church that is going forward for Jesus Christ, kids who love God. We just really commend you for that. Final words, Dr. Knapper, for our HBU family.
Stay tuned. Keep your eyes on the university, because we're also at a time of preparing our new vision.
Yes.
Most of the HBU family is aware that We had a great vision, and we have exercised and implemented that vision for the last 12 years or so since Dr. Sloan Kane put that vision in place. It's called the 10 Pillars. We had just begun the listening sessions, the gathering of ideas to put the new plan together when we went home for the pandemic. And Dr. Sloan and others on this campus are now ready to bring that information back together and use this coming year to lay the groundwork for the next 10-year vision. Whatever we decide to call it, maybe the new 10 pillars, it will be a much larger vision. We are moving ahead because we're serving the kingdom of God. We're not just serving ourselves. We're not even just serving our students. We're serving the whole kingdom. It is so important, and a vision will help us get there.
Well, we're excited, Dr. Napper, and we're excited about you. I was just thrilled when I heard about you stepping into this role, and I watched you when you came into the College of Engineering and all the great team you have around you. I know great things are coming. And so know of our prayers. And I want to also just say, man, experience HBU in person. We are operating full blast. I just got off Zoom with Steve Maniachi, and how would you ever figure that a challenge in 2020 would allow us to play Texas Tech? I mean, God works in ways we never know, right, Dr. Napper?
That's right, exactly.
We both have been in the family of faith long enough to just say, hey, if there's a disappointment, God has an appointment. Let's keep our attitude right, and let's keep moving forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's right, Jerry.
Proud of you, Dr. Napper. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.